You set a tub on the porch at first light. Leaves have gone yellow. You tip the pot and ease the soil free. Fresh ginger knuckles slide out, pink at the tips, warm spice in the air. That harvest started months earlier with one firm piece, steady warmth, and a simple plan. Ginger needs time, heat, and soil that drains. It hates cold nights and wet feet. You will learn where it fits in your yard, how long it takes, and what to watch week by week. The work is calm and steady, which fits busy days. We start with the window, the soil, and a short gear list for small spaces. When you finish this first chapter, you will know when to plant, where to plant, and how to set a plan that ends with a bowl of baby ginger on the counter. Chapter 1, Ginger 101, Plant, Season, and Plan. Scope. This chapter gives you a clear start. You learn what edible ginger is, where it grows well, and how long it takes. You select a spot and stage simple gear. No bed building, no cutting, no planting steps. Safety. Wear gloves during soil checks and when handling rhizomes later on. Use a clean knife and board for food crops. Keep tools and soil out of reach of kids and pets. Wash hands after garden work. What you are growing. The kitchen spice comes from Zingiber officinale. It is a tender perennial grown like an annual in cool regions. The harvest is a rhizome, not a root. Pink tips mark young growth. Many plants called ginger are ornamentals. Those look good in a border, yet do not belong in your stew pot. Stick with Zingiber officinale for food. Season window. Ginger loves steady warmth. Frost ends the party. Plan for a warm run of 7 to 10 months, from sprout to mature harvest. Baby ginger comes sooner, with soft skin and mild heat. Nights matter more than days. Warm nights push growth. Cold nights stall it. Light. Morning sun with midday protection works best. Leaves scorch under hard noon light in hot zones. Dappled shade suits many patios. Indoor starts want bright light without harsh heat. Drainage and moisture. Ginger drinks steady water, yet hates wet feet. Soil needs air space. Water should move through, not sit. Sand alone drains fast, yet starves the plant. Heavy clay holds too tight and invites rot. You aim for loose, crumbly soil with organic matter mixed in. Space options. Two easy paths exist. A raised bed with rich, loose soil. Or containers with a free-draining mix. Either path works for a first season. Containers give quick control of water and shade. Beds scale better once you know your timing. Budget sense. Start small. Two or three plants in containers teach more than a large bed on day one. Buy only what you need for one cycle. Save bigger goals for next season. Simple calendar. Count backward from your first frost of fall. You want sprouting when soil warms in late spring. Pre-sprouting indoors gives a head start where summers run short. Expect baby harvest in late summer through early fall. Mature harvest follows as tops begin to yellow. Taste goals. Decide up front. Do you want baby ginger with tender skin? Or mature rhizomes with stronger heat and longer storage life? Your goal shapes timing later. For now, write your target on a label so you keep it in mind. Tools or materials. Notebook or notes app for dates and tasks. Labels and a marker. Measuring tape. Hand trowel. Pruning knife kept sharp and clean. Mulch held aside for later use. One or two containers as a size test. Set up checks before any soil work. Walk your space in morning light. Note where sun hits between 8 and 11. Stand there at noon. If you feel harsh heat, plan light shade. Lift a handful of soil. Squeeze and open your hand. Crumbs that fall apart point to good texture. A slick ribbon hints at heavy clay. A dust puff hints at mix too sandy. Water access matters. Place future pots or bed within easy hose reach. Steps. Step 1. Look up your average last frost date. Count warm months until first fall frost. Write both dates. Step 2. Choose bed or containers for this season. Pick the option you will keep watered and shaded. Step 3. Pick a spot with morning sun and midday protection. Mark the area with stakes or tape. Step 4. Learn the edible name. Write Zingiber officinale on your labels. Step 5. List gear you already own. Note what you still need. Set a small spend limit. Step 6. Sketch a season plan. Pre-sprout start, planting after warm soil, baby harvest check, mature harvest window. Step 7. Set two reminders on your phone. One for planting week after warm soil. One for first baby harvest check. Step 8. Stage mulch in a dry bin for later. Keep labels, marker, and knife in one box. Step 9. Place test containers in the chosen spot. Watch light and heat there for one full day. Checks or fixes. Short warm window. Use containers and plan pre-sprouting indoors to gain weeks. Move pots to the warmest protected zone you own. Too much sun at noon. Add a light shade cloth or shift to a dappled tree edge. Leaves should look deep green, not washed out. Soil too heavy. Plan to grow in containers this season while you build better bed soil over time. Soil too sandy. Add compost later when you build the mix. For now, use a quality container blend with added organic matter. Water reaches hard. Move the grow zone near a hose or set a drip line before planting season. Missed water days slow growth. Time is tight. Start with 2 plants. Track dates and water on schedule. Learn the rhythm before you scale. Planning for scale. Write a yield hope, not a promise. New growers often see 0.5 to 1 pound per plant for baby harvest. Mature harvest runs higher with a longer season. Record what you grow this year and adjust next year. Labels and record keeping. Make labels now. Variety name on one side. Dates on the other side. Keep a simple log. Date task, weather note, and a quick line on plant look. Records beat memory by harvest time. Climate notes. Tropical or frost-free regions grow ginger year-round. Temperate regions grow it as a warm season crop. High-altitude sites need extra indoor time early and extra protection during cool snaps. Wind steals moisture. A fence or hedge nearby lowers stress on leaves. Water mindset. Plan a steady routine. Check soil with your finger. Top 2 inches should feel moist, not soggy. Water slow and even. Fast dumps runoff and waste water. Morning water feeds growth and lowers disease pressure. Shade mindset. Light shade in the hottest hours improves leaf color and keeps soil from overheating. A fabric panel or lattice works. Do not trap heat with airtight covers. Airflow matters for healthy leaves. Fertilizer mindset. Hold off on recipes for now. You will choose a simple route in a later chapter. The key idea today is balance. Early growth uses modest nitrogen. Later growth wants more potassium for rhizome fill. Write this in your notes for later. Expectation setting. Ginger rewards patience. Sprouts take weeks. Above ground growth looks slow early, then surges in midsummer heat. Rhizomes bulk up late. A steady pace beats bursts of attention with long gaps. Common myths to avoid. Full sun all day is not required. Midday relief protects leaves. Soaking soil every day does not speed growth. It invites rot. Bigger pots always win is not true. An oversized pot stays wet too long in spring. Right size keeps moisture steady. Small space tips. Use tall, narrow containers where floor space runs tight. Place pots on dollies for quick shade moves. Group pots to hold humidity and limit drying winds. Taste and kitchen plan. Write 2 or 3 recipes you want to cook with fresh ginger. A clear kitchen goal keeps garden work focused. Baby ginger shines in fresh tea and quick stir fries. Mature ginger shines in sauces and long braises. Your harvest plan flows from those meals. Local rules and respect. Food gardens often fall under simple local rules. Check once so you avoid problems later. Compost and water use may have guidance. Neighbors value tidy spaces. Keep your grow zone neat and safe. Recap cues. You picked edible ginger by name. You mapped sun and picked a spot. You chose bed or containers. You set dates and staged simple gear. You wrote a season plan with baby and mature options in mind. Care. Keep your notes, labels, and tools in one box. Store mulch clean and dry. Place test containers where water is easy. Walk the spot every few days. Learn how light and wind move through. Calm, steady prep now makes later steps smooth. Exit. Window picked, spot picked, gear listed. Next, you build a bed that drains and feeds slow. Chapter 2, Site and Soil Prep. Drainage first, food next. Scope. You set the grow zone, improve structure, and choose raised bed or containers. You shape a low ridge that sheds water and holds warmth. You stage mulch for steady moisture. No seed selection, no cutting, no pre-sprouting, no planting dates. Safety. Wear gloves and eye protection when digging and mixing. Use a dust mask when handling dry amendments. Lift with your legs, not your back. Keep tools and bags away from kids and pets. Wash hands before any kitchen work. Tools and materials. Shovel or spade. Hand fork or broad fork. Wheelbarrow or mixing tub. Rake. Measuring tape with stakes or string. Compost, screened and mature. Coarse material for airflow, such as perlite, rice hulls, or fine bark. Base soil or quality potting mix. Mulch, clean straw, shredded leaves, or pine needles. Garden hose with a gentle spray head. Clear jar with tight lid for a simple texture test. Soil acidity test kit. Setup. Watch your spot from 8 in the morning to 11. Note where the sun lands and where the shade moves at midday. Mark the bed rectangle with string or line up containers on a flat pad. Check that a hose reaches with slack to spare. What ginger wants from soil. Ginger wants air in the root zone and steady moisture without puddles. The target texture is loose and crumbly. You want a living mix rich in organic matter, yet not heavy. The ideal soil acidity lands between 5.5 and 6.5. That range keeps nutrients available and holds disease pressure down. Drainage comes first, food comes next. Steps. Step 1. Run a drainage test. Dig a hole 1 foot deep. Fill with water once. Let it drain fully. Fill again right away. Start a timer. Aim for full drain in 1 to 2 hours. Faster than 1 hour means water may rush through and leave roots thirsty. Slower than 2 hours means water may linger and invite rot. Write your time in your notes. Step 2. Do a quick texture check. Scoop half a jar of your soil. Add water to near the top. Shake hard, then set it on a level surface. Watch the layers form as the mix settles. Sand drops first, then silt, then clay. You are not chasing lab precision here. You are looking for balance. A thick clay cap points to a heavy soil that holds water too long. A deep sand layer points to soil that drains too fast and dries out. Step 3. Choose your path. Pick a raised bed if the native soil drains slowly or compacts tight. Pick containers if you want full control or you grow on a patio. Both paths grow ginger well. Choose the one you will water and shade with ease. Step 4. Build the raised bed base. Loosen the native soil 8 to 10 inches deep with a broad fork or spade. Do not turn big clods over. Work to open channels for air and water. Spread 2 inches of screened compost across the surface. Add about 1 inch of coarse material to increase airflow. Rake smooth. The goal is a mix that holds together when squeezed, then breaks into crumbs when pressed. Step 5. Mix container media. Blend 2 parts quality potting mix with 1 part compost in a tub. Add a light dose of coarse material for airflow. Mix until texture feels springy and open. Fill containers, leaving 2 inches of headspace at the rim for mulch and watering. Step 6. Check and set soil acidity. Use the soil kit to test the bed or your container blend. Target 5.5 to 6.5. If your reading is higher than 6.5, plan to blend in more compost and a small amount of elemental sulfur over time. If your reading is lower than 5.5, plan a light dusting of garden lime and more compost. Make small moves. Retest after water has moved through the mix. Step 7. Shape a low ridge for the bed. Mound the bed 3 to 4 inches high and 12 to 16 inches wide across the planting line. This ridge sheds extra water and warms faster in spring. Keep the ridge even, with gentle sides you can straddle during care. The ridge is your insurance in a storm week. Step 8. Water to settle. Water the bed or the filled containers until moisture runs through. Let it drain fully. This settles air pockets and shows you how the mix behaves under real water. If you see pooling, adjust now. If the surface crusts, rake lightly to break the seal. Step 9. Stage mulch. Keep a clean pile of straw, shredded leaves, or pine needles nearby. Plant a mulch layer 2 to 3 inches thick after planting. Mulch will hold moisture, cool the surface in summer, and buffer heavy rain. Do not cover bare soil with a thick layer yet. A light dusting protects structure while you wait. Checks or fixes. If the drainage test failed, your timer passed 2 hours. Raise the ridge by 1 to 2 inches and increase coarse material in the top layer. Consider a side trench to guide storm water away from the bed. If you can, add organic matter over weeks, not in one heavy dump. In stubborn ground, use containers this season while the bed improves. If the jar shows heavy clay, blend in extra compost and a modest amount of coarse material before you shape the ridge. Clay plus compost builds structure over time. Avoid tilling when wet. That move seals clay like bricks. If the jar shows very sandy soil, add more compost to improve water holding and feed the biology that builds crumbs. Plan to mulch early to reduce surface drying. Sandy soil still needs airflow. Do not pack it tight. If midday scorch is likely, give the bed light shade during the hottest hours. A simple fabric panel on stakes works. For containers, plan a move into dappled light by noon. Leaves should hold a deep green color. Bleaching or brown tips point to stress. If water access is hard, move the grow zone now or set a simple drip run. A $12 timer can save a crop during a busy week. Even moisture is the goal. Flood and drought cycles slow rhizome fill. If your patio holds heat, containers on dark stone can overheat. Place pots on wooden slats or rolling trays. Space them so air can move around each pot. Heat trapped under pots dries media fast and fries fine roots. Soil food plan kept simple. You already added compost. That sets a base. Ginger prefers a steady, light feed over heavy bursts. You can mix a small amount of slow organic fertilizer into the top few inches now if you wish, or you can hold all feeding for the care chapter. The key is balance. Early growth uses a modest lift, later growth favors potassium for rhizome fill. Write this note in your log for timing later. Bed layout sense without planting. You are not placing seed yet. Still, picture the line where the ridge runs. That is where your future pieces will tuck in. Keep edges tidy so water does not pool at the sides. Plan a path you can walk without stepping on the bed. Compaction squeezes out air and slows roots. Container sizing guide. A 10 to 15 gallon pot supports one strong plant. Smaller pots work for baby harvests, yet they dry faster. Tall, narrow pots save floor space and still give depth for rhizome run. Make sure each pot has generous drain holes. Set saucers aside for indoor starts only. Outdoors, you want water to leave with ease. Mulch plan in practice. Your mulch layer will do three jobs. It buffers heavy rain that would splash soil. It slows evaporation between waterings. It keeps surface temperatures kinder during heat waves. Use clean material. Straw should be seed-free. Shredded leaves should be aged and crumbly, not matted. Pine needles are fine in a thin layer. After planting, you will tuck mulch around shoots, not over them. Water behavior you should see. When you water a finished bed or filled pot, the stream should sink in rather than skate off the surface. If water beads and runs, add a touch more compost and rough the top inch lightly. If water disappears in seconds and the soil feels dry right away, add compost to increase holding, then test again. Why drainage comes first? Food in a swamp does not help a plant. Air in the root zone keeps fine roots alive. Live roots take up nutrients. Dead roots invite rot. When the bed drains well and holds a steady, gentle moisture, you can feed confidently without fear of souring the mix. Weather and slope. If your site slopes, run the ridge across the slope, not down it. That move slows water and keeps your mix from migrating. In a storm week, a simple diversion swale uphill can steer water around the bed. Keep pathways mulched to prevent mud that tracks into the bed and seals the surface. Record what you built. Write the date, the mix recipe, the ridge size, and your drainage time. Note the soil acidity reading. These numbers help you learn and correct. Next year you will know what to repeat and what to change. Care. Keep the bed lightly covered until planting. A thin mulch dusting or a breathable fabric holds moisture and shields the surface from pounding rain. Do not water every day. Check the top 2 inches by hand. If it feels moist and springy, let it rest. If it feels dry, water slow and even. Store remaining compost and mulch dry and off the ground. Keep tools clean and ready. Exit. Your bed or pots are ready. The mix feels open. The ridge sheds water. Mulch is staged. Next, you select and prepare seed pieces. Chapter 3, Seed Rhizomes and Pre-Sprouting. Scope. You select seed pieces, cut and cure them, and wake buds with an optional pre-sprout. You learn the right moisture level and how to label for clean records. No bed layout, no spacing, no planting steps, no fertilizer plans. Safety. Use a sharp, clean knife and a steady board. Wipe blades with alcohol before and after cutting. Wear gloves if you have sensitive skin. Keep tools and trays away from the kitchen and food prep. Wash hands after handling soil or plant pieces. Tools and materials. Firm, edible ginger rhizomes with visible buds. Pruning knife or chef's knife, alcohol wipes. Clean cutting board reserved for garden work. Paper towels or a drying rack. Shallow trays or nursery flats. Soilless mix for pre-sprout, such as cocoa fiber with perlite. spray bottle or small watering can, clear vented cover or loose plastic to hold humidity, heat mat for bottom warmth optional, labels and a marker. Setup: source fresh, firm rhizomes. Choose pieces that are plump, with one or more raised buds. Avoid shriveled, soft, or moldy stock. If buying from a grocery, prefer organic and the freshest lot. Buds should look alive, not dried flat. Steps: Step 1. Inspect and sort. Lay rhizomes on the board. Set aside any with sunken spots or sour smell. Keep only firm, fragrant pieces with healthy buds. Step 2. Sanitize and cut. Wipe knife and board with alcohol. Cut seed pieces about 1 to 2 inches long. Each piece should hold 1 to 3 buds. Larger pieces start faster. Smaller pieces make more plants, but need gentler care. Step 3. Cure the cuts. Place cut pieces on paper towels or a drying rack. Keep them warm and airy, out of direct sun. Let the cut faces dry until they feel leathery. This takes 2 to 3 days in a warm room. Do not stack pieces. Space them so air can move. Step 4. Decide on pre-sprout. If your outdoor season is short or nights are cool, pre-sprout indoors to gain weeks. If you already have a long warm window, you can hold cured pieces warm and dry until planting day. Step 5. Set up a tray for pre-sprout. Fill a shallow tray with a loose, clean mix. Moisten until the mix feels damp, not wet. When you squeeze a handful, it should hold shape, then break when you press. Step 6. Place the pieces. Set each piece on the surface with buds facing up. Press gently so the base touches the mix. Cover very lightly with mix or leave the top exposed. Label each group with variety and the date. Step 7. Warmth and light. Keep trays at about 75 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Bottom warmth helps. Give bright, indirect light. Avoid hot midday sun. Use a clear cover to hold humidity. Vent daily for fresh air. Step 8. Water control. Mist or dribble water to keep the mix barely damp. Never soak. If you see condensation dripping inside the cover, vent more. A sour smell means too much water. Back off and air the tray. Step 9. Monitor and log. Check trays every 2 to 3 days. Watch for buds that swell, then push pale shoots. Early roots look fine and white. Note each sign in your log with simple dates. Verify. Cured pieces feel dry on the cut face. Healthy pieces smell fresh and spicy. Buds swell within 2 to 4 weeks in steady warmth. Early shoots are pale at first, then turn green and light. If a piece turns soft or gray, remove it and check your moisture and airflow. If nothing moves after 4 weeks, raise warmth a few degrees and check that the mix is not wet. Common fails and fixes: rot from overwatering. Fix by venting more, watering less, and spacing pieces wider. Cold room. Fix by adding a heat mat or moving trays to a warmer shelf. Tiny cuts with 1 week bud. Fix by using larger seed next time or keep humidity steadier. No visible buds. Fix by sourcing fresher stock and inspecting before you buy. Direct sun on trays. Fix by moving to bright shade to avoid cooking the tops. Holding without pre-sprout. If you skip trays, store cured pieces in a mesh bag in a warm, dry room at about 68 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Check weekly. If the room is very dry, place the bag inside a cardboard box to soften air movement. Do not seal in plastic. Do not refrigerate. Label and records. Write the cut date and pre-sprout start date on each label. Note source, size class, and how many buds per piece. Take one clear photo of a good seed piece next to a ruler. These notes will speed your choices next season. Care: keep trays clean. Remove any failing piece fast. Water light and even. Hold warmth steady at all hours, not only in the day. Open covers daily for fresh air. Keep labels readable. Stack notes in your log with dates you can scan at a glance. Exit. Pieces are cured, labeled, and waking. Next, you plant them in the prepared bed or pots and help fragile shoots harden without setbacks. Chapter 4. Planting day and early care. Scope. You plant cured or pre-sprouted pieces in beds or containers and guide the first 2 weeks. You set depth, spacing, and orientation. You water in, add light shade, and keep weeds down without tilling. No fertilizer recipes, no mid-season feeding, no pest list. Safety. Work on a calm morning. Wear gloves when handling soil and mulch. Use a clean knife only if trimming a damaged edge. Lift bags with your legs. Keep tools and trays out of reach of kids and pets. Wash hands before kitchen work. Tools and materials. Soil thermometer. Hand trowel. Labels and marker. Mulch set aside earlier. Watering can or hose with a gentle head. Light shade cloth and two stakes, optional for hot zones. Setup. Wait until 1 week after your last frost date and when soil is warm. Target a steady 68 degrees Fahrenheit in the top 4 inches. Nights should feel mild, not cold. Pre-sprouted pieces should be firm, with buds awake and small roots starting. Steps. Step 1. Final checks. Test soil temperature in the morning. Confirm drainage still looks good. Set labels where each piece will go. Step 2. Mark spacing. In beds, mark a single ridge line. Place marks 12 inches apart. In a wide bed, keep any second line at least 12 inches away. In containers, use one piece for a 10 to 15 gallon pot. In a 20 to 30 gallon pot, set two pieces at opposite edges. Step 3. Set depth and orientation. Open a shallow pocket 1 to 2 inches deep. Lay each piece flat with buds facing up. Do not point buds down. Cover gently to the marked depth. Do not pack tight. Step 4. Water in. Water slow and even until the zone is moist to several inches. In containers, water until you see the first drain, then pause and let it settle. Check again after 1 hour. The top 2 inches should feel moist, not soggy. Step 5. Mulch light. Add a 2-inch mulch layer around the planting line. Keep a small ring clear over each planted spot so new shoots reach light without pushing through thick mulch. Step 6. Give light shade. In hot or bright sites, hang a simple panel of light shade cloth for the first week. 30% shade is enough. Leave sides open so air moves. Step 7. Weed without tilling. Pinch weeds by hand when small. Use a shallow pull with the tip of the trowel to lift seedlings. Do not churn the ridge. Ginger sits shallow and likes quiet soil. Step 8. Protect shoots. When tips break the surface, keep shade through midday for a few days. Guard against wind by grouping pots or placing a low screen on the windward side. Verify. Depth is right when you can scrape back mulch and see a thin cover of soil over the piece. After planting, moisture feels even through the top few inches. First signs of life show in 2 to 4 weeks in beds and sooner if pre-sprouted. Early shoots stand firm, then a tight green spear unfurls into a leaf. New leaves look deep green with clean edges. Common fails and fixes. Planted too deep. Shoots struggle to find light. Fix by gently lifting and resetting at 1 to 2 inches. Cold soil. Buds stall and pieces sit wet. Fix by waiting for warmer days or using black fabric to warm the ridge, then plant. Overwatered containers. Media stays wet and smells sour. Fix by letting the pot drain fully, easing up on volume, and checking with a finger before each water. Full sun scorch in week 1. Leaf tips brown. Fix with light shade at midday and steadier moisture. Pot too small. Mix dries fast and growth lags. Fix by uppotting early to at least 10 gallons per plant. Care. Water on a schedule that keeps the top 2 inches moist. Check with your finger every morning. Increase only when heat rises. Keep mulch fluffed so it does not mat. Hold fertilizer for the next chapter. Walk the row every few days. Note any shoots, leaf color, and soil feel in your log. Exit. Pieces are set, watered, and shaded. Shoots will rise cleanly. Next, you manage water, simple feeding, and early problems without losing momentum. Chapter 5, Water, Feeding, and Problems. Scope. You keep moisture steady, feed lightly, and fix common issues before they spread. You learn when to water, when to wait, and how to shift feeding as plants mature. No planting depth, no spacing notes, no harvest timing. Safety. Store fertilizers and soaps out of reach of kids and pets. Wear gloves when mixing amendments. Do not spray leaves in hot sun. Wash hands after garden work. Tools and materials. Watering can or hose with a gentle head. Mulch from earlier. Simple drip line or timer, optional. Soil moisture meter, optional. Organic nitrogen source for early growth. Organic potassium source for mid to late growth. Insecticidal soap or a mild soap solution. Clean snips and a rag. Bucket and measuring cup. Setup. Walk the bed each morning. Check soil at 1 to 2 inches depth with a finger. Lift a pot to feel its weight. Note leaf color and any spots or insects. Keep a log of water, feed, and weather. Steps. Step 1. Set a water rhythm. Water in the morning. In beds, aim for a deep soak once or twice a week based on heat and rain. In pots, water when the top 2 inches feel dry and the pot feels light. Add water slow until you see the first drain, then stop. Step 2. Hold or add water by weather. During a cool or rainy week, skip a day and check soil by hand. During a heat wave, add a light extra check in late afternoon. If leaves flag at dusk yet soil feels moist, add light shade the next day rather than more water. Step 3. Keep mulch working. Maintain 2 to 3 inches of clean mulch. Pull it back from shoots to avoid stem rot. Fluff it when it mats. Mulch lowers swings and saves water on hot days. Step 4. Start light feeding. 3 to 4 weeks after planting, apply a small dose of an organic nitrogen source around the drip line. Scratch it into the top inch and water in. Repeat a light feed every 3 to 4 weeks through early summer. Step 5. Shift to potassium. As plants grow tall and days turn hottest, reduce nitrogen. Add a gentle potassium source once a month to support rhizome fill. Keep doses small and even. Stop all feeding 1 month before your planned mature harvest window. Step 6. Airflow and sanitation. Space pots so air moves. Remove yellowing leaves with clean snips. Keep the bed tidy. Do not leave leaf piles that hold moisture and disease. Water soil, not leaves. Step 7. Scout and act fast. Check undersides of leaves for aphids. Look for leaf spots that spread in wet spells. Watch for sunburn on exposed leaves. Treat early with the simple fixes below and log the date. Verify. Soil feels cool and damp at 1 inch in the morning. Pots feel heavier after a soak and lighten over 1 to 2 days. New leaves hold a deep green. No sour smell rises from the bed. When feeding is right, growth is steady without pale streaks or dark, lush excess. Common problems and quick fixes. Rot at the base. Soil stayed wet and air was low. Pull mulch back from stems. Improve airflow. Water less often but deeper. In containers, confirm drains are open. Leaf spot after rain. Remove affected leaves. Water early in the day so foliage dries. Increase airflow and avoid overhead spray. Aphids on new growth. Wash them off with a strong water stream in the morning. Follow with insecticidal soap on the next day. Repeat in 3 days if needed. Ant trails point to hidden aphids. Disrupt trails and keep the area clean. Sunburn or tip scorch. Midday light is too hard. Add light shade during peak hours. Keep moisture even. Pale new leaves. Likely short on nitrogen early. Add a small nitrogen feed and watch for greener growth over the next week. Deep green lush leaves, but little bulk later. Too much nitrogen late. Stop nitrogen. Shift to a light potassium feed and hold water steady, not heavy. When to hold water? After a full rain. Skip the next planned watering and check by hand 2 days later. In cool snaps, soil stays wet longer. Delay water until the top 2 inches feel dry. Right after a soap spray. Let leaves dry and avoid extra stress that day. Air and light habits that prevent trouble. Water at sunrise. Leaves dry sooner, disease pressure drops. Keep a clean edge around bed so grass and weeds do not crowd ginger leaves. Turn containers a quarter turn each week for even light. Group pots to cut wind, but leave space for air to move. Simple feed math for pots. A 10-gallon pot receives a small handful of dry amendment at each feed, worked into the top inch. Water in gently. Record the date and the size of the dose. Small and regular beats large and rare. Record keeping that pays. Write water days, feed days, weather notes, and any issue found. Add one photo per week from the same angle. You will spot trends before they become problems. Care. Check soil by hand before every water. Keep mulch clean and 2 to 3 inches deep. Feed light and even on a schedule. Prune tired leaves and keep airflow. Treat pests early with the least force that works. Keep tools clean. Exit. Growth is steady, leaves are healthy, and rot is kept at bay. Next, you learn how to lift baby ginger or mature rhizomes, then cure and store each without waste. Chapter 6. Harvest, curing, and storage. Scope. You choose baby or mature harvest, lift plants without damage, wash the right way, then cure and store them. You set fridge, freezer, and dry storage plans with food safety in mind. No seed saving, no overwinter steps, no yield math. Safety. Use clean tools and water. Wear gloves if you have sensitive skin. Lift with your legs when moving full pots. Keep soil and mud away from the kitchen. Wash hands before handling food, tools and materials. Hand fork or narrow spade. Bucket or tub of clean water. Soft brush or cloth. Racking or a mesh tray for drying. Clean towels or paper towels. Sharp knife for kitchen trim. Labels and a marker for dates and lot notes. When is it ready? Baby ginger is ready when stems are strong and the first lower leaves pale slightly. Skin is thin and rubs off. Flavor is mild with floral heat. Mature ginger is ready when tops yellow and begin to fall. Rhizomes feel firm with tighter skin. Flavor is stronger and keeps longer. Steps. Step 1. Choose your target. Decide baby or mature harvest. Baby harvest gives tender slices and a short cure. Mature harvest gives longer storage after a longer cure. Write your choice and the date. Step 2. Loosen the zone. Water lightly the day before to soften soil. For beds, slide a fork outside the ridge and lift gently. For pots, tip and ease the root ball into a tub or onto a tarp. Step 3. Lift with care. Hold the stems near the base and wiggle the clump free. Do not yank. Support the rhizomes with your hand as soil falls away. Set each clump on the tarp. Step 4. Shake and sort. Shake off loose soil. Trim spent stems. Keep firm, clean pieces for the kitchen. Set aside broken bits for same-day use. Remove any soft or sour pieces. Step 5. Wash the right way. Rinse under a slow stream or swish in a bucket. Use a soft brush to lift soil from crevices. Do not soak for long. Stand pieces on a rack to drip dry. Pat with a towel. Step 6. Short cure for baby ginger. Air dry on a rack in a shaded room with airflow for 1 to 2 days. Pieces should feel dry on the surface, but still tender. Label with the date. Move to storage. Step 7. Longer cure for mature ginger. Air dry on racks for 5 to 7 days in a cool, shaded room with airflow. Target a steady 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit and low humidity. Turn pieces once a day. Skin should feel drier and tighter by the end. Step 8. Trim and inspect. Before storage, cut off thin root hairs and any damaged tips. Keep pieces whole if you want long storage. Use trimmed bits first in the kitchen. Step 9. Store by your plan. Pick one of the storage routes below and label each container with the date. Storage routes. Refrigeration. Wrap whole, unpeeled rhizomes in a dry towel and place in a breathable bag. Keep in the crisper at about 38 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Check weekly. Replace any damp towel. Good pieces hold 2 to 4 weeks. Peeled pieces keep 1 to 2 weeks in a sealed box with a dry towel. Freezer. For long keeping, freeze. Peel if you like, or leave skin on and wash well. Cut into thumb-sized chunks or grate into portions. Lay pieces on a tray to freeze, then bag with the date. Use straight from frozen. Flavor holds for many months. Dry storage. For pantry storage, choose a cool, dark, airy room. Target 55 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit with low humidity. Place rhizomes in a slatted crate or on a rack in a single layer. Check weekly. Use or move any piece that softens or sprouts. Expect a few weeks to a couple of months, depending on room conditions. Food safety notes. Keep soil and wash water out of the kitchen sink used for dishes. Use a separate tub if possible. Dry surfaces before bagging. Discard any piece that smells sour or shows gray mold. Date every batch so you rotate stock. Verify. Baby pieces feel dry on the surface after 1 to 2 days and slice clean with a mild aroma. Mature pieces feel firm with tighter skin after the cure week. Fridge towels stay mostly dry between checks. Frozen pieces separate easily in the bag. Common fails and fixes. Waterlogged wash. Pieces turn soft. Fix by rinsing fast, drip drying on racks, and patting dry before cure. Cure room too humid. Skin never tightens. Fix with better airflow and more space between pieces. Fridge condensation. Towels turn wet. Fix by swapping towels and cracking the bag for airflow. Freezer clumps. Pieces were bagged wet. Fix by tray freezing first, then bagging. Pantry sprouting. Room too warm or light. Fix by moving to a cooler, darker shelf, or switch to the fridge. Care. Log harvest date, cure days, and storage method. Check stored ginger weekly. Cook with the oldest lot first. Keep racks clean and dry between uses. Note which method matched your kitchen rhythm. Exit. You have clean rhizomes cured and stored to match your menu and timeline. Next, you set a year-round plan, save seed for the next cycle, and build an earlier start for better yield. Chapter 7. Year-round plan and next season. Scope. You save seed, carry a few pots through winter, and set earlier starts for faster harvests. You learn simple yield math, a clean budget list, and a quick fix map by symptom. No harvest methods, no curing steps, no beginner soil prep, no planting day instructions. Safety. Keep knives sharp and clean when trimming seed pieces. Store bags and soil out of reach of kids and pets. Use grow lights according to the maker's distance and heat notes. Unplug lights before moving them. Wash hands after garden work. Tools and materials. Your best cured rhizomes from this season. Mesh bags or paper bags for seed storage. 2 to 3 nursery pots, 10 to 15 gallons. Quality potting mix and a little compost. Tray and loose cover for pre-sprout. Simple grow light with timer, bright indirect window if skipping lights. Labels, marker, and a notebook. Small scale, optional for yield notes. Steps. Step 1. Save the best seed. Pick firm, disease-free rhizomes with thick knuckles and clear buds. Choose medium pieces over giants. Medium pieces wake fast and store well. Label a mesh bag with the date and seed for starts. Hold at a steady cool room, about 65 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit, dry and airy. Check weekly. Remove any soft piece. Step 2. Overwinter in pots, 2 paths. Path 1 keeps a light leaf canopy alive. Pot a piece in fresh mix, set by a bright window. Water light when the top inch dries, and hold room warmth. Growth will be slow. Path 2 lets the rhizome rest. Pot a piece and water once to settle. Move to a cool, bright room. Keep soil barely moist. Cut dry stems clean. In late winter, move to warmth and begin pre-sprout. Step 3. Grow light basics for head starts. If daylight is weak, use a simple light on a timer. Aim for 12 to 14 hours of light. Keep lamps high enough to avoid heat on leaves. Start with 1 foot of distance. Adjust when you see pale stretch or leaf warmth. Ginger likes bright, indirect light more than harsh beams. Step 4. Succession starts. Start a small tray every 2 to 3 weeks in late winter. Plant the first batch in warm beds or containers. Keep the second batch indoors 2 more weeks. Staggered starts spread risk and give a longer fresh harvest window. Step 5. Water and feed while inside. Indoors, water light and even. Let the top inch dry before each water. If you see pale leaves, add a very small nitrogen feed 1 time. Stop feeds 2 weeks before moving plants outside. Step 6. Simple yield math to plan scale. Baby harvest from a 10 to 15 gallon pot often lands near 0.5 pound to 1.5 pounds per plant for new growers. A mature harvest in a warm, long season can pass that. In beds, plan roughly 1 to 2 pounds per square foot with good warmth and steady care. Write your own numbers this year, so next year's plan is yours, not a guess. Step 7. Budget for next season. Seed pieces, $2 to $5 each. Potting mix and compost, 1 to 3 bags. Mulch, 1 bale or a sack of shredded leaves. Shade cloth, 1 panel and 2 stakes. Water, a small bump on the bill in summer. Optional timer or drip parts. Keep receipts in a folder. A small start with 2 to 3 pots often stays under $50 to $100 when you reuse tools. Step 8. Troubleshooting map by symptom. Lower leaves yellow early in summer. Likely light feed is due. Add a small nitrogen dose and watch 1 week. Leaf tips brown at midday. Heat or dry swings. Add light shade and even out water. Leaf spots after rain. Remove spotted leaves, water at sunrise and increase airflow. Soft or sour rhizome in a pot. Mix stayed wet. Open drain holes, pull mulch back, water less often and deeper. Shoots thin and pale indoors. Light is weak or too far. Lower the lamp a little or move to a brighter window. No sprout after weeks. Raise warmth a few degrees and confirm the piece has a live bud. Step 9. Record dates and photos. Make a simple line for each batch. Write pre-sprout date, plant date, first shoot date, first feed, and harvest. Take 1 weekly photo from the same angle. This record turns into next season's timing guide. Checks or fixes. If a saved seed bag grows humid, add a few paper towels to wick moisture and move to a drier shelf. If indoor pots get fungus gnats, let the top inch dry longer and set a yellow sticky card above the rim. If lights heat the leaves, raise them and add a small fan for gentle airflow. If winter rooms run dark, choose the rest path and wake pieces later, rather than forcing weak growth. Care. Review notes once a month. Toss any weak seed and keep only the best. Refresh pot mix for indoor keepers each new cycle. Clean trays and tools before every start. At the first warm run in spring, move your early batch outside and set the next tray to keep the rhythm going. Exit. Your cycle is set. You kept seed, planned starts, and wrote numbers you trust. Next season begins today with one label and one tray on a warm shelf.